Welcome to the Brown Lad, everybody.
Welcome. Hello.
Hi, Kedge. Hi, Satch.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry. You were
was about to have a little sip.
It was mid-sip.
Mid-gulp.
Mid-gulpy sippy.
And you are... Look at all the chocolate and biscuits in front of you, Kedge, today.
I know. Because I'm allowed today.
He's allowed. Why just today are you allowed?
Well, because I'm just in the recovery zone now. For running a half marathon.
So. Oh, God, he's going on about his half marathon again.
How do you know if someone's run a half marathon?
20 seconds. Yeah. Why? How did I?
Just because they tell you.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
It's I put him in the same box as vegans.
Yeah.
People with electric cars.
Yeah.
Same.
Yep.
Who else?
So far, I'm ticking all of those boxes.
He's vegetarian, yeah. And he's got an electric car.
Yeah.
And he loves marathons.
And also...
Breathing through your nose.
Yeah.
It's another one of his favourites.
Yeah. Maybe people who've got like Bitcoin or ISAs.
That's me as well.
Yeah, it's the only thing they want to tell
Can
you
Can we
about.
Stop taking the mickey out of, I feel I'm bullied here.
You're just stereotyped. It's very easy to stereotype you.
Go call HR.
I shouldn't bully you at all, Kedge. I want everyone to know that today I'm going to be very nice to Kedge and very nice to Satch, like I'm very nice to everyone.
Okay, comes.
Because I was hosting Vasaki in Trafalgar Square over the weekend. Big Vasaki celebrations in the middle of central London. Laid on by the Lord Mayor Sadiq Khan himself and the GLA.
Lord Mayor sounds a bit...
Yeah. Please welcome the Lord Mayor. That's what we have to do.
Is that what you got to say? The Lord Mayor?
It's not Lord Mayor.
No, you're right. He's the Mayor of London.
Yeah.
Because there are other mayors.
Because the Lord Mayor show.
No, but he might be the Lord Mayor as well. I can't remember. I think he is.
No.
But there are other mayors you have to introduce as the Lord Mayor.
Yeah, sounds like you had a mayor.
Yeah, well,
I'm not calling anyone Lord.
Why?
Why?
Because you think that word is Bhagwan.
That's Bhagwan.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't do that.
I think you're within your rights to call that, yeah.
So what about Lord Sugar?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say.
What about in the...
Snoop? White Owl?
Huh? Yeah.
White Owl? All right, Shugs?
Yeah.
All right, Shuggy.
Shug Knight.
Shuggy.
Sugar Daddy.
What about in the Snoop Dogg song when it goes, Lordy, Lordy, we like to party.
Oh, Lord. No.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. No.
You can't do that.
No, that's okay. If you're singing about the Lord, it's fine.
Oh, give me joy in my heart. Yeah, back to hymns again.
Yeah, back to hymns. But
I tell you what, I have to be nice to you today. I was at the Vasaki Dude, thousands and thousands of people, really sunny day. She was totally lucked out with the weather. Weather was great. And they do this, you know, it was in Trafalgar Square. They'll do Eid in Trafalgar Square. They're doing Diwali in Trafalgar Square. Yeah. At one point, can I just say?
Go on.
At one point, about eight, nine years ago, I hosted Eid in Trafalgar Square. Namaste. Where'd I get from?
Diwali
in Trafalgar Square. And
Vasaki
in Trafalgar Square.
Wow.
I was...
You were the bop of Trafalgar Square.
And that was when Boris was the mayor of London.
Right.
Yeah. And I said,
we should take Nelson down.
Yeah, just put me up.
And put you up.
That's my gaff. That's my backyard. But the reason I have to be nice to you, Kedge, sorry, is that someone came up to me and said, please be nice to Kedge.
Really?
Yeah. They're a brand owner.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They went, oh, be nice to Kedge. I actually really I really agree with him.
Someone messaged that. Where are
all these people coming out from?
It was also, after last week's takeaway, Peter said it, didn't he? From Gunchen's, the restaurant
he's the leader in this.
Yeah.
Since he's come out of the woodworks.
Others have as well.
No, but hang on a minute. For every one message I get of Kedge, you know, saying, everyone's saying, you know, be nice to him.
Yeah.
I probably get about 10 saying,
oh,
you know
on.
What?
Yeah.
It's good that you cuss him because he deserves it.
And I got someone goes, whenever you do the things we learn, we just ignore the bit that Kedge is saying. Just wait for your
it's rubbish.
Answer.
Well, if you missed the last
week. And things we watch.
But you're right. I will be nice. But then I have to direct my criticism, I suppose, to someone. I tell you what.
Anger.
Go on, I'll have it.
I'll share this with you, right? I'll share this with you, what happened on the night. Well, I can't criticise you.
Why?
No, I'm saying, I'm going to criticise...
Because you're perfect, Sachi.
Thank you.
There's
no fun in criticising you. There is fun. Because this guy, even as much as you say whatever you want to say, he'll just... It's like... There must be a film where you know, like, the more you shoot at it, the bigger it gets.
Yeah.
Was that the Marshmallow Man in Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
The more they tried to kill it or zap it,
the bigger he got.
It got bigger. That's you. So it's just best to just turn away. All right, Kedge, and walk away. But at the mayor's Vasaki celebrations, Sadiq Khan came out.
Yeah.
Right. And
oh, what like? Oh.
Oh, he said no, no, he didn't. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he came out onto
on the stage. Yeah.
And I was presenting the show with Shani Danda, who's a presenter and kind of a voice, I suppose, a voice and a piece for a voice, not voice and a piece, a voice piece. What's the word I'm looking for? Where someone's like
mouthpiece?
Like, yeah, is that the word for like, you know, when you wave the flag for like disabled people, blind people, people with you know, physical issues?
Yeah, flying the flag.
Ambassador.
Ambassador.
Yeah, but why have I got the word piece in my head? Like a It's not mouthpiece. It's like, you want to say, oh, I don't know.
Did you go KFC earlier?
No, maybe, yeah. Because, yeah.
Yeah, two-piece and chips.
Two-piece, bro. What's the point?
Oh, sorry.
That's just starters.
Oh, is that, are we going for a little family bucket?
Yeah. Anyway, right. So Shani's there. Like, and they say specifically before the event starts, they go, Shani, we'd like you to introduce the mayor onto the stage. And in my own paranoia, I'm thinking, oh, that's because last year, the Daily Mail phoned me again. And went, are you friends with Sadiq Khan? Why is it that you're hosting Versace in Trafalgar Square?
Well, didn't you say Denugi?
No, because they went, does the mayor know that he's employing someone who's been sacked?
I went,
that was years ago. You're completely making a story out of nothing. You're using me as fodder because the Daily Mail got it in for Sadiq Khan. Yeah. And that's what I realise now. Even all that stuff that happened, by the way, that was the BBC versus the Daily Mail, Daily Mail versus the BBC. And anyone in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fodder. So the same thing with this now. You got in for Sadiq Khan. You want to get him. Let's use Tommy Sandu. I'm like, please. I said, listen, I've been here before. Let's not do it again.
Yeah.
So this year comes around.
Shut your breath.
Yeah, this year comes around and they go, we're going to get Shani to introduce her. I went, yeah, no problem. So I stay quiet. I'm on the side. And as he comes out, he's really lovely, by the way. And Sadiq's there. He goes, all right, Tommy, on the mic. He goes, hey, Tommy, how you doing? Hey, Shani, all right? He goes, hey, everybody, welcome. And then he goes out to the crowd.
Yeah.
Big excited. Weather's nice. It's all sunny.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you slightly on the spot here with your Sikh knowledge.
Oh, but you know, it's always top. So
yeah, right. Okay, right.
Confident.
Waheguru ji ka?
Khalsa.
Waheguru ji ki? Waheguru ji ki?
Fateh.
Right. Well done. He ballsed it up.
How? Oh,
no.
He did it the other way around. He went, Waheguru ji ka fateh? Waheguru ji ka khalsa?
Oh.
Right? And everybody just went a bit quiet.
Quiet.
Right?
Sadiq.
And then
one job.
I can
one
feel
job.
It. No,
one.
But I can feel all the eyes on me. Like, go
you
on.
Gotta correct
go on,
him.
You sorted out.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, because I've been silenced already. I'm not sure what I should
do. You could have just carried on with the bit after where they all, you know, where they go, Joe,
what else? No. But he's just, because he's doing the speech.
Yeah,
he's just coming. Like, you know, like if it was Eid, you'd go.
So what happened?
No, so it's awkward. And then when he, he also said, by the way.
Did he know he made a mistake?
No, he didn't know. He must have known because then when he did it at the end, he got it the right way around.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then secondly, but he goes, oh, and I just want to say for everyone here, Versace di Lachlak Vidai.
Who, what?
Eh?
Yeah, Vidai. I think he's saying Vidanya.
Yeah.
And so that was like, it's weird because I'm looking at him going, but bruv, you're brown. Surely you can do a bit better than that.
No, but there's different levels, isn't it? There's different levels. There's a lot of, like there is a section.
What, never
there's
the
a section of
up?
The Asian community who would struggle with any sentence in language.
Yeah, but
me.
I'm glad you said it.
No, but if you were the mayor, and
you would practice,
and you're Pakistani, and you're going out to a Punjabi, mainly Punjabi crowd,
audience,
obviously.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a big leap.
Get it right.
We're not asked you to speak Swahili. Yeah, we're not going right, there. Right. You know?
No, but it's a foreign language to them.
Yeah, but I don't know why.
I don't think he speaks Urdu.
I think Boris.
Yeah, maybe.
Boris probably done a better job.
Boris, by the way.
Gulab Jamun.
Say what you want to say. Yeah, yeah.
Gulab Jamun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gulab Jamun.
Yeah, that's it. But Boris, and I know everyone says it, and everyone's still there. He's fun. When you're around him,
yeah,
it's fun. It's like he's got like that. What? You know, that cheeky little face. You know that mate that you're on a stag do when you look at him, you're like, you're going to have jokes.
Was this fella not fun?
Sadiq's not. Sadiq's very serious. Anyway, he comes, he's business. He's
also, but don't forget, you got, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Was he fasting?
I don't know.
Ramadan?
Maybe.
Ramadan.
I didn't say it.
I don't know. But it's quite bad that he got that wrong.
I just would have expected him to get it right.
Well, then don't say it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you have to say it. It's Versace on the
square. No, but you can still be polite and you know, respectful and just say it in English. You know what I mean? Or you could bring on something. Tommy, I really want to end on this. Would you mind just coming and saying this bit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think there's always try and improve, you know, your surrounding, your game, as much as you can. Yeah.
Maybe a new Tommy would balls it up as well.
No, yeah, exactly. Truly
speaking Punjabi, Tommy.
Yeah, mate. On that note, let me just throw myself under the bus as well. I did balls up. I didn't balls up.
Okay.
But, man.
Did someone complain?
What do you say? Happy Eid.
I wasn't really going to mention this because I don't want that person to get all like, gas. Like I'm faming. I'm not going to say the person's name. I don't know their name, actually.
Okay.
I don't like, I, like they... So I go out on stage, we're doing our little bits, and obviously Shani's there, she's a proper broadcaster, and she's doing all the information about the acts when they're about to come on. And let's remember, this is Versace in Trafalgar Square. It's not a mella, definitely not a mella. They don't want it to be a mella. It's like a religious kirtan vibe going on, right? Spiritual, positive message. You're looking at all the wonderful work that the Sikh community do around the world and all the charity work they do. So it's like a real proud moment. But because there's langar being given out, they don't want it being all bale bale, chaka bottle and all
it's
that.
Not, it's not mella, yeah.
Right. There's no dancing, very much community. Yeah. It used to be that when Z and that used to run it, but now it's not. That day, but anyway, so I go on stage, but I'm there as a comedian. I'm there to lighten it up. That's why I'm there, right? To kind of do the little bits in between and mess around. And I do this thing every year, we've done it, where we joke around with the sign language woman who's there. So while I'm talking, I clock that she's doing it, and I'm like, oh. And I said, that's right, I'm brown and bald. So I see her do the action for brown and bald. I went, all right, that's bald, right? Mm. And I go, oh, what's a samosa? And a samosa is a triangle, like, right, with the point going up. So you did that.
Tommy, what did you say?
And, I'm
worried now.
Right? And I went, oh, brilliant, well done. So I do that. And I went, look at the diversity we got. We've got a white person in the sign language, right? Okay, well done. Look at that, we're giving you a job. Gets a little laugh. I said, in fact, on that note, I don't want any of the white people to get nervous who are here. This is going out in Trafalgar Square, thousands of people.
Yeah.
I go, white people, don't be nervous with seeing all these brown people gathered here. These all good. This is all, we're here for a happy, positive reason. Yeah. We're celebrating. This is what we're celebrating.
Yeah.
I said, we're the kind of people that want to feed you. Right? I said, we're those brown people. We want to feed you. I said, we're probably also the type of people that want to get you drunk as well, but we're not going to be doing that today. Ooh. Right? Ooh. Why? Okay, why are you owing at that?
Well, why did you have to mention that?
Why can I not mention that?
Because, you know...
No, go say, don't do that. Don't gaslight. No, say a line now.
No, because like kirtan and langar, like you say up, you teed it up.
Yeah, I said we're the kind of people. I didn't say we are getting. I said we're the kind of people.
Yeah, but you just...
Because like, big
but again, you've got to play the percentage there. You've just lowered the level of, you know, in your game there. You were 90, 95, now you've just gone a little bit like...
Why?
You
know. Why am I lower?
Just because you mentioned the drunk word.
Satch.
I think I agree with Kedge on this occasion.
Okay.
but like, why did you put that in there?
Let me tell you what. Because
what I get it. I get it.
I'll tell you why.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make it a bit fun and jokey and just ha ha ha. Laugh it off as a joke. Don't take it seriously. Right. I get it. That's what you're trying to do. I get it.
This is what it is. This is going on in Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
There's thousands of Sikh people there that have come along for Versace because they know about Versace through the kind of Godwara network.
Yes.
There's also thousands of tourists.
Yes.
Italian, French, kind of
going, rolling up.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Is this a march? Is it a protest?
Yeah.
And also, people are getting up. But the nice thing is, when you hear kirtan and all that being played out, it's quite mellow and...
With all the different instruments.
Yeah. So I think everyone was kind of vibing out. The people that were, they were just sort of chilling with their families. It was nice. So hence why I was playing on that. But also, when I first got involved with this thing 10 years ago, it's because I went past... And I heard a guy on the microphone talking like this. I don't know where he's from, but he's going, we believe in equality. But he's saying all that in Punjabi. And I'm like, no one can understand you.
No one understands you.
You're saying all the right things, but you're so Punjabi aggressive. You gotta mix it up for the people.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, hey, we're those Punjabi people. You know the ones. We want to feed.
The softer type.
No, Tommy, do you know what? I totally get why you said what you said, because you were just trying to add a bit of humor.
Like,
but
yes.
I can also see why people would get a bit.
Okay. So then I come off stage. I get a message from a woman, right? A Punjabi woman name, right?
Oh, no.
She went, she'd quote marks, we get you pissed, is what she wrote.
But you didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
We get you pissed. You need to learn a bit more about Versace and what it actually stands for, rather than going on with the nonsense that you are. And by the way, stop picking on the sign language girl. It's not funny, right? Mm. And I went, I never said that. She goes, yes, you did. I heard you. I said, no, I didn't. She goes, me and 20 other people around me.
Why did you interact with that?
Huh? Because I'm an idiot. Yeah. And also...
You're going down the path that they want you to go down.
I don't think so. Not a Versace thing. So someone wouldn't come there to hate on the host, right?
I think they would.
Okay. No. But the fact that she's messaged you, she wants to take you down that gutter.
Right. Mm. So I definitely didn't say pissed. I said, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that. And I said, I don't talk like that on stage. I said... I think you've misheard. She goes, me and 20 other people around me were all shocked when you said it. And I went, okay. So I stopped answering her back on the messaging. I went to the sign language girl. I said, what did I say? Because she was signing the whole thing. I said, did I say pissed? And she went, no, you said drunk. She goes, because I remember the sign language. She did the sign language again for drunk. And I went, and are you all right with what I'm saying? She goes, yeah. Like that, right? She's a bunce, right? And I went, right. I went, this is ridiculous. This is like that whole, like... you know, what's the word? Witch hunt thing again. Yeah. Like, right. Yeah. You know, and also this person in the audience is now offended on behalf of other people. So I went, I definitely didn't say that. But if I did offend you by the comment I did make, I'm really sorry. Mm. And I wish you all the best. Happy Vasaki.
Yeah.
She replied, love and light.
Oh.
Right. And that's how it ended.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And then I blocked her. I did. And I don't really block many people. I thought, I don't want to hear anything from the because I'm so blooming sensitive, I'm a twat. For the next hour and a half, that's all I was thinking.
Of course it is. It's playing with your mind. But that's the sole purpose of these people.
Yeah.
Mm. So they know that they're going to live rent-free in your head.
Yeah.
I agree.
But then I will say, I met loads of Brown Node listeners.
Good.
Loads of people. The one like the woman who said, I really like Kedge. I really get on well with Kedge. They were actually
love
Sandus.
It.
They were lovely family as well. And yeah, so just lots of love, lots of positivity. Great, great day and a nice day out in the sunshine as well.
Good. Speaking of sunshine.
Yes. All right, sweetheart.
I was away last
can't
week.
Can't say that.
Oh, yeah, can't I?
You can't say that. I'm offended.
I'm going to get you drunk.
let me send you a message on Instagram. I was away in the sun last week. Yeah, God, I've lost track of my days totally.
Wow.
Where is it now?
Monday. We're on Monday. Last week, obviously, you know, we did the pod. What was it? It was like early, wasn't it? Monday or something.
Yeah, did it online.
Then a couple of days working. Then I went off to Morocco for 2 days.
And to DJ.
To DJ, yeah, at a wedding. And it's just, I didn't sleep from like Thursday to Saturday night.
Wow.
Like, it was just non-stop. Full on. But the weather was lovely in Morocco. Oh, I thought of you boys.
Can't complain. Can't complain.
Yeah, it was just nice to be there.
Where was the wedding? In a villa? In a hall?
It was.
House,
so I flew into Marrakesh. Yeah. Then I had a 3-hour journey to Agadir in a taxi.
Taxi.
Only because I couldn't fly from Agadir back to London in time for Saturday.
I was going
to say. So I had to do all of this long list. But I tell you what, events went great. Morocco was lovely.
Mm.
The journey on the way back home, though.
Why?
Well, number one, I had to get back in time for an event on Saturday night here in London.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, you know, that's just playing on your mind because you're like, what if my flight gets cut? What if it's delayed?
Yeah.
What if blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to miss.
Don't let anyone down.
Yeah, don't want to let anyone down. So anyway, sat on the plane. Doors closed early. We were meant to leave at 10:45. The doors shut at 10:30. So
that's
I was
good.
Like,
we're
going. Pilot comes on the thing.
Yeah.
You know, due to some air traffic control restrictions in Heathrow because of the stormy weather, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right,
that's out of order. Moroccan people do not talk like that.
No, it was a British fella. Yeah. No, it was a British fella. British fella, BA.
Yeah.
We can't leave here till midday.
You're
stuck on the plane.
So the doors are closed.
Stuck
on the plane.
Yeah, this happens to you a lot.
Hour and a half. And he goes, the reason why we did that is because
I'd kick off. I can't sit on a plane.
The reason why we did that is because if at any minute ATC say we can leave, you give us clearance, then we're ready to leave.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, so now I'm stuck on this plane for an hour and a half. So anyway, all this happened. And I knew that the weather was quite bad over here, stormy.
Choppy.
People were messaging me saying, be careful when you fly back. It's coming. The flight back was just bumping the whole way. Ooh. Like seatbelts are on the whole way from Morocco back
up and down, up and down.
Got to Heathrow. It looked pretty calm. Like outside, it was just like, but as we were landing, boys, I don't think I've ever been in turbulence like that bad.
Whoa, was it like really?
The whole plane was just like
up and down.
Oh,
oh.
And I was just like, yeah, people were just like.
Was there a scrimmage?
There weren't scrimmage, but you could just see that everyone was a bit sort of
apprehensive,
a bit scared. And I was just like, ooh. And then do you know, like, all these things go through your head? You're like,
I'm gonna make it,
And I'm quite used to landing at Heathrow, so I know roughly how the plane's gonna come down and at what point it kind of, And you know, sometimes you're thinking, has it missed the runway? Like,
was there a wheel touch it and then up again?
No. There was a wheel touch it and then he just slammed it because I think he just had to do it because it couldn't be a smooth one because at any point that could have just gone off in another. He just slammed it down and got it down. And I was just like, do you know what? We're here.
Well played, yeah.
Like, it's all good. Well, well played. You needed that. But then got off. You know, landed, come off the taxiway. We had to wait another half an hour to get a stand. And then got baggage hour and a half for my bag to come out.
For bag
so what should have been a 3.5 hour, 4 hour journey?
Honestly.
But did you make the event on Saturday?
I did. So check this out. Got home, 8 PM. I got through my door, 8 PM, walked in.
Yeah.
By 8:40, I was on the train on my way into London.
Oh, wow. Well, at least you got there. There's a good ending.
When the turbulence was going, I don't know. I just terrible. Oh, right.
Did you?
See, because fully. Have I said this before on the podcast? I quite like turbulence.
Tommy, I like it too, but that wasn't nice.
I think I'm with you guys, but I think I'm okay with it. But yeah. When you do experience a real bad one.
Yeah. It was a bad one.
Like, where, you know, when your stomach moves?
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I'm supposed to be like comforting other people here, actually, but I'm now booking it myself.
I don't know why. There's many things that scare me, even like fast traffic on the roads and cars, right? But something about turbulence. When it goes off, I start going in my head. I go,
but Tommy, this was like.
And what always makes me laugh is, did you have anybody? Because you hear people start praying, and I don't know why I find that funny.
That was praying. The two ladies next to me were smashed.
So funny, because you hear six different languages of prayer.
Right? Oh no!
And you hear it out loud because they don't care now. They're like,
to be fair, I had my headphones in. I was like, I don't want to hear.
I'm sorry. If I can, I'm hopefully I can say this. What you need on if you're gonna do turbulence, what you need in your close vicinity is two big black women, right? Because you go, Jesus!
Right.
I'm dying. I'm like, Logan, this is brilliant because I can imagine like they could order up. It's just the drama.
There was a lot of drama. And it was a really tense landing. But I made it home. Back in.
Good stuff. So you made it in time.
It was really weird. So on the way back, I got onto the flight, and for some reason, and this is not like me at all. Maybe because I was just so busy in Morocco. I didn't check in for my flight. Like, I didn't do it till quite late. So obviously, check-in opens 24 hours before.
Yeah,
I was busy at the time.
What does that mean, though?
No, so then when you check in at a certain time, you sort of, your seats are together. So there's four of us actually on this one booking.
Right.
Me, one of my mates, and then two door players.
Right.
We're all on the same flight. So I was like, oh, we'll just get seats together.
Yeah.
No, we're dotted all over the place kind of thing.
Right.
Because we checked in.
Because you checked in late.
Late. So my seat was in the middle of the three.
Mm.
So I got to my chair and I saw two ladies. So one was by the window, one was by the aisle. So I just presumed.
They're together.
They don't know each other.
No.
Because surely if you're with a mate, you sit together. So then I sat in my seat and, you know, kind of just, you know, you do that awkward nod. Yeah. Like, kind of, I'm sitting there. Got in my seat, sat down. And I just presumed they didn't sort of know each other.
Yeah.
So obviously hour and a half sitting there, no one said anything. So I was just like, oh, they don't know each other. Plane took off eventually, blah, 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 blah. I'm sitting there, headphones in, and my eyes were closing because I was just tired. Like, and I was doing that kind of trying not to fall asleep on anyone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I felt like an arm passing something like across me. Do you know, you're sleeping and you can kind of feel like an arm
something
brushing past you.
Yeah.
And they were passing drinks to each other. Oh. And I was like half asleep trying to like work out what's going on.
Yeah.
And they just fully knew each other. And I thought, well, that's weird, isn't it?
Didn't
they ask you to swap?
No.
No.
So did you swap?
No, because that was my seat. But surely if you were travelling together, you'd be like, oh, we're together. Can you sit?
No, that's like you and your mates weren't together.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. But we were so far away along the plane. There's no point even trying to accommodate that put four of us
together. So my analysis straight away is the one by the window lights the window. The one by the aisle lights the aisle because she can't control her wee-wee and she needs to go.
She didn't.
And therefore, they're like, actually, we can't have... We're where we want to be.
Anyway, they fully both of them got smashed on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were ordering drinks. Every
you must
time
have loved
every
that.
Time.
That must have been, because that's like the worst scenario.
It was annoying because there was turbulence. They're passing drinks across me. And I was like, anyhow, another drink falls on me on another flight. I'm going to kick off.
Wine.
Remember it happened? Yeah. Remember it happened on the last one? Yeah, the orange juice. So it was all a bit tense.
So you weathered the women, you weathered the storms, and you were weathering the storms.
Well, yeah, so it was obviously, like I mentioned earlier, my half marathon this Sunday. It was a windy one. So like you said, it was a beautiful day.
The weather or?
Yeah. No, the weather was, not the greatest conditions in the sense that obviously it was really windy because we were going through this storm.
Yes.
Another storm that we were in the middle of.
What was the name of this one?
Forgotten off the top of my head. I've forgotten what it was called.
Karen.
No.
I made that up.
No, you made that up. It's not Karen. Two weeks ago, it was going to be a really wet, rainy Sunday, but it all cleared up. It was lovely. It was quite warm, actually, 15, 16 degrees by the time we finished the run. And it was just quite windy at some sort of points.
Does it affect your run? Like, you running sideways?
Well, yeah, because not sideways. Well, sometimes, you know,
when you can imagine, like, breathe down
did a bin fly out the road and hit you?
When it hits you straight on. Yeah, and then you can just, and then there was this one moment where we were sort of slightly uphill And it just hits you straight, and you're just like, you can just feel everyone just slows down. And a lot of people, it's quite funny, they were just swearing against the weather. Oh, not the bloody winds again. Like, what is it?
Oh,
and you're like,
they
just start laughing. Do you know what I mean? Like, why are you wasting so much energy on just moaning about the weather?
But yeah, shut up,
why are you wasting hover on hover?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. But so do the half marathon.
When you need the hover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true. Mm. Can I just say, there were more Asians running the half marathon this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I noticed there were a few more Asians running, and I thought, fair play. Fair play. Stepping up slowly.
More in the half marathon or more than the full marathon?
Well, no, like, so compared to last year when I did half marathon, right, there were more Asians running it this time. Yeah. And, you know, some undies, some young girls and guys were all running it as well. And I just thought, it's about time. We're all stepping up and we're realizing that, you know, we've got to do this. So, yeah, a lot more people running it. I think it was about 24,000 people in total who ran it.
Jeez.
It was good.
Do you know where you came in that 24,000?
I was in the in 7,000 something. I was 7,000. 7,000.
That's very good.
That's in the top third then.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take that.
Top third, that's 70% and above.
Yeah. I'll take that. So well, yeah, no, I was chuffed about that. But yeah, did it. Raised some money for the British Heart Foundation.
What did you dress up as? Like a shower? Did you dress up
as a beanpole?
Like, Modi. One big nostril. Modi. Yeah.
I could go with Modi, innit?
You should have done.
I just can't handle wearing, like, do you know what I mean?
Clothes.
A costume with that as well. But you just want to be on the lightest possible way. Do you know what I mean?
Lycra?
Do you do Lycra? I went with the Lycra, what do you call it? Legging
leg
type.
Oh, all full leg.
So I went full leg, but I had a T-shirt up top. Because I didn't want to get too hot.
Also, no shorts over the top.
So oh, yeah, and shorts.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you're in the front of the man, you're just leggings, are you?
No.
Leggings and a T-shirt.
No, leggings, shorts.
I thought maybe, you know, his cute little buns, his nice little bulge is there. No.
Well, there was this one woman who had a sign up saying that, oh, hello there. Is that a gel in your pocket or are you just excited to see me?
Yeah.
Hey, I love that sign. Made me laugh. But, yeah, no, it was a good run. And then afterwards, the best thing to eat afterwards, pizza buffet.
Pizza Hut buffet.
Is he?
Are they still going?
Of course they are.
Yeah, he's still going.
It's still
where did you finish? Like whereabouts? Where did it start and finish?
It finishes near St James's Park. So
there was a pizza out there.
Well, so then we had to. Because by the time you walk back and get your bags and everything, you're near Trafalgar Square.
Oh, okay.
And then you're the Charing Cross.
Were you at the Versace?
Yeah, exactly.
Running on stage.
That was the day before, wasn't it? So they had to do the cleanup operation, because they had to basically clear that all up for us on the next day.
You're welcome. No worries.
You're welcome.
Happy to get yourself ready for it. But I do love a pizza buffet. It's been years. I'm just thinking it's been about. I don't think I've
you
been.
You sound as if you haven't had one like.
No,
it's been about 15, 20 years.
I think the last time I went.
Even for you?
Yeah.
Sad, you're a regular.
Not a pizza buffet.
Now, I know the last time I went, and it was with my boys, A-level. So it's been 30 years.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Mine's probably been about 20.
It was $4.99.
But haven't you taken
how
your kids?
Is it now? Is it not $4.99?
No, it's not $4.99.
I remember being
$4.99. It's about 12?
£12!
Triple.
No, but price. See, then, okay, so the problem we've got now with that, it doesn't work now.
No, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You know, how much is one pizza then, Tommy?
Right.
In pizza, if you're going to go
part one. But you can go... Well, no, okay, collection only, any pizza, any size.
No, forget the collection. You're eating in. How much is a pizza nowadays?
Because
it's more than 20 quid.
Exactly.
I'd rather just buy a whole pizza for 9 quid.
No, it's not 9 quid.
It's not 9 quid.
Any pizza, any size, my local pizza.
You ain't getting crust. You ain't getting crust for 9 quid.
No, Tommy, I'm saying, if you was to go into pizza to sit down and eat, how much is a pizza?
I know, they're about 18, 19 pounds.
No, it's more than 20 quid, I think.
Is it more than 20?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, right.
It's still a bargain.
12 quid's a bargain.
Yeah, and also, can I say, they put on a really good spread of pizzas.
Is the salad still there?
Yeah, salad's still there. Unlimited, or that you can go up as many times as you want.
It's the Pizza Hut coleslaw is unbelievable. It's like you can't break coleslaw.
Even that and the potato salad.
With croutons.
I
like the bacon, the crunchy bacon bits, but they're not bacon.
No. Well, they are.
How is it?
They are. I don't think they
Faken.
Are.
Faken.
I think it's like, you know, it's like Jevril, whatever you call it.
No, it's Jevril.
It's
like bacon Jevril.
It's bacon Sev.
No. That's what my uncle used to say, and then used to eat it back in the day. But no, it's not. It's legit.
It's too crunchy.
It's bacon,
Tom. Well, it's processed.
Like little crispy fries. But those on top of the, you know, the coleslaw.
So how much, all right, so other than your pizza buffet, how much did you make for the run?
So target was 500 quid.
Yep.
I thought I'd go in low.
Yep.
You know, normally it does go over it, and I normally sort of start
two
pushing
grand.
To it. No, normally I'll push to about a grand.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's ideally what I'd love to have gone for.
I was predicting what you meant.
So I'll be honest with you, it's a little bit slow this year with the donation side of things.
What? Credit crunch?
I think it cost might have been. Because last year I got to 500 quid really quickly.
Mm.
right? And then it was all going into bonus territory, and I hit a grand.
Yeah.
This year, and I thought, you know, more followers this time round.
Yeah.
Brownload followers.
Yeah.
You know, there's more people seeing it. And then we spoke about it, and I thought, you know what, people might step up. And put it this way, the ratio to people saying well done after I'd finished it
yeah.
to donations
yeah. big difference.
Was not proportional.
Because you can make a £1 donation, right? Or probably fiver.
I think five might be the five. Yeah, fiver. Right. Yeah, fiver.
Fiver. So it's not a lot. So you're not saying, oh, everyone's got to do £50.
No.
But what are you saying? Sorry. So what, did you not hit your target?
I'm slightly under.
Okay.
I'm slightly under, and I was just like, out of all the, you know, I'm not saying anything bad, but I'm just saying, I don't think.
But here it comes.
But I just don't think Asian people do donation.
Yeah. Particularly the one. just.
Asian people don't do donation.
No, like.
That's BS, Kedge.
No, unless it's publicly made a big thing of. Like, unless they're getting a leg up for it, or they're getting some kudos for it, or they're getting some sort of fame out of it.
A plaque.
Yeah, or in front of a lot of people. Mm. I don't think we get involved in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I was raising a lot of money, or trying to raise a lot of money, for the British Heart Foundation, which, let's face it,
great charity.
Every Asian is going to have we'll have to deal with it at some point with their family, because the way we are and the way we eat and we're so unhealthy, it's a big issue for us.
Yeah.
Right? And I just thought, oh, okay. So but a lot of people didn't get involved.
The word donation does sound like don't Asian. So, you know, maybe.
Donation.
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 No, anyone can, not but donation.
Yep.
Maybe I should have used
sponsorship. That's a bit sad, Cage.
No, I know. Well, you know, what can you do?
I feel sad.
No, I know. But
How much are you off your target?
I think about like 34 quid now.
Oh, okay. Give
you
34 quid.
No, you don't have to do that.
Done.
Have you sponsored him already?
He already has. He has.
Have you?
He has.
I have, but it's cool. It's cool.
I've got a
confession. I want him to reach his target.
Can I do it?
And I'm not saying it because I want the fame on the podcast. I shouldn't have done that.
But hold on.
Done. You've reached your target.
No, but I haven't sponsored you, right?
So on behalf of my friend Tommy.
Yeah.
I'll sponsor you £34.
But I'll be honest. I don't think, I didn't see the link.
Right.
I saw the video.
But you congratulated him, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And I'll be honest.
But that's the thing. Everyone's there for the congratulations.
You know what? I would argue a congratulations from Tommy Sandu is like a donation. I think what it will do,
the goodwill.
Right, yeah.
Because people, like your friends and stuff, will like be going through your comments. They go, oh, look, Tommy Sandu's messaged him. They work together.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It's like if
podcast friend.
Yeah. If James May ran a marathon, you'd expect Jeremy Clarkson's comment to be at the top.
Yeah.
Mm. Same thing.
But again, you weren't the top comment on it. That's the problem. You got beaten as well on that.
Yeah. Why?
Because Adele Roberts,
Who's that?
Blue tick for
Never
a start.
Mind
blue
how
tick
fun.
For a start.
Yeah.
You ain't got a blue tick.
No.
So you get bumped lower down.
But
in the comment section. And she's
Adele from Radio 1.
Yes. Yeah. So do you know what I mean? Okay. You failed that one as well.
Well, yeah.
Sounds like a massive failure, Tommy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Really?
But, you know. Look, like we've established, we're the people that feed you and get you drunk. So,
I'm waiting for a pint.
I think I would have donated if you'd invited me along to the Pizza Hut buffet at the end.
Right, I see. Okay, fine.
But no, I will.
Do you know, I do want to,
because when I did what did we do recently? We did something where we were trying to raise money, and I realised, I thought, I got like, you know, nearly 17,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Another 15,000.
The conversion rate is very low.
Yeah,
very low.
I'm talking about like 6 donations.
But that's why, do you know what?
Really? 6? You got 6?
Something like that. 8, maybe.
That's unbelievable.
6 out of 17,000?
Yeah. And you know, like if it... But
I can believe that.
But
it's funny that, because, you know, Ked, you just said, you know, people do stuff without, you know, getting something for it, or, you know, having some sort of moment where you're recognised.
And also, can I just say, for the few people who did donate, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no. But I donated something last week.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, you know me, I don't really post stuff or nothing.
No.
But the place I donated to posted about me.
Right.
So I was like, now what do I do? Do I share this? Or because I'm not really one to do that. Like, if I give something, I just kind of give it him.
Do you know what I mean?
So anyway, I shared it. And then so many messages came in saying, oh, that's really nice of you, blah, blah, blah. And
I feel like, a bit like,
But then I was just like, oh. But I don't know.
That's the reason why I don't donate. That's it.
Yeah, because he can't handle it. Right. He can't handle it.
Actually, got a really nice letter from the place that I donated from. And I
did you?
Yeah, it was actually really nice.
And on that, are you about to pull up the letter?
Why are you pulling up the letter?
Are you still giving blood?
I'm still giving
blood. How many times have you given blood?
I think I'm on 15 or something.
That's good. So did you get the badge at 10?
Yeah.
Because my missus just got the badge at 10.
Yeah.
And they tell you now where your blood is. They go, it's gone to Ipswich Hospital.
This place wrote me a letter.
Royal Marsden.
They're huge. Yeah.
Yeah, that's proper.
Yeah, look.
Well
really,
done.
Really nice letter. Well donated done. Them Easter
this
eggs,
was because basically. You donated Easter eggs to kids.
Yeah. Yeah, good, and good, to be good fair, like, again, there was just 10 of us that donated and we got all the Easter eggs they needed, like can just I, between mates.
You know what?
So this is, so Dick, sorry, can I just quickly go into this, right? I always thought, and this is one of the things that I've been saying, that if we ever hosted a gig for charity, or if we put on a gig for charity.
And we nearly did for the British Heart Foundation in lockdown case.
Yes, yeah, yes, we nearly did that. That yeah. Thing, yeah. But you know, like, we always talk about this. This is something that us three talk about, and you know, we can put it out this out the into the world, because you know, if you put it out in the world, it probably happen. But we've always spoken about, you know, like, if we did put together an event solely all the ticket that you pay for is all going to charity. Right.
Yeah.
So everything that you pay is for charity, right? And because we said that, you know, we'll plan it, we'll try and get everyone involved, blah blah blah. But from this little test,
oh, he's worried now.
I think we would struggle.
Yeah, it's hard. You got to really market it. That's why the people that have got all these kind of nightwalk channels.
What I'm trying to say is, like, okay, I'm going to say Chris Evans puts on a show, right? Like for an event, a festival, Carfest, right? For 3 days, right? He brings so many acts down, and it's not just acts; it's everything. There's a wellness tent, a section. There's the children's area. There's a car area.
It's
better than any festival. Yeah, yeah. I would say it's better than Glastonbury. Do you know what I mean?
Now, you know, there are other festivals like your Latitudes and all that. Yeah. They've just got so much more going on. But this one, because of the car element and music and rock and roll and what.
No, there's everything.
Yeah, comedy, exactly. Everything. Yeah, I think there's more.
Like,
it's more
for
varied.
Running, for there's everything in here, right? And so many stars turn up over 3 days.
Yeah.
Right. And the ticket is all from charities. From day one, it's all for charities, right? Yeah. Whatever you pay for, tickets about 100 quid, whatever, blah blah blah. And he, you know, he's close to selling out.
Yeah, of course.
But I just think. I don't think as Asians we could pull off the same thing.
But you know what?
Give me hope. Okay. Give me hope.
I tell you. Okay. Firstly, what Chris will do, he'll personally go and ring and lean on people. Mm. You got to get there. You got to be there. You got to sponsor that. You got to. I need that. You know, like, and get it from them.
No. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter about sponsor. It's a hustle. No. But that's not. Forget. That's not sponsoring, though. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, okay, that's sponsoring and getting them to do stuff, right?
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
But you still need the public in. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is. I don't think we could fill a whole field of Desi's with knowing that this ticket is just for charity. I don't think Desi's would do that.
I don't know.
I find that a little bit weird, because I thought we would be the first.
The new generation would.
I don't think it is.
I don't think £100 a ticket would.
I'm saying you're not going to get a lot of aunties and uncles in the field doing what more you might do. You know what? It depends on the charity. I've got a bit more hope than you. I'm not being positive for the sake of being positive.
No, but that's what I mean. I want to know, because I think it's just
because you're not very popular. That's all it is. That whole.
I think if I was to do something for charity and I just sent a message out to a few of my friends, it'd be sorted, I think.
No. If I'm talking about in a field, could you do?
My friends don't live in a field.
Could you organise an event purely? It's a charity based thing, and all the proceeds go to charity. Do you think you could still fill it up?
It all depends on what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you do it and you do it right, the timing's good. But I know what you mean. It's a bit more of an uphill battle. The natural. Charity thing. I don't know, mind you, Asians do a lot for
this charities. Is what I mean. Like, we are quite charitable people.
Yeah, but like, okay, let's just say there's a woman on my road, right? Michelle, that's her name. And she does so much, bro. You know, the street WhatsApp group, she's messaging all the time, guys, I'm collecting this for the harvest thing.
Love that.
I'm going there. We're doing this for Haven House Hospice. We're doing this for this hospice. We're raising the food bank, the clothes bank, this bank.
Good.
And I'm like, whenever time I see her, I go, you're almost humbled, you're embarrassed by how much she's fully committed to Seva in that respect.
But what
I'm saying is, I think you just got to find the right kind of charity. And look, I'm not just saying because they were there at the Sasaki thing, but like the Khalsa Aid people who are.
But there's no wrong type of charity.
Yeah, the charities do well, the work they do is well. But you're right, organizing the social side, I think that's a whole other game. We know that organizing gigs is hard enough. Mm. Organizing charity gigs.
Difficult.
With a moral one, yeah. You can't even...
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to come back to this idea.
All right.
Okay. Hello.
You park that idea, Ken.
Yeah. No, it's been parked, but the engine is running.
Speaking of something else that's parked today, the moon is parked.
Yes.
In front of the sun.
It has.
Oh, is that tonight? Is that today?
Yeah, it was today. Yeah. It was actually around the sort of time we were starting our podcast.
Yeah, it was earlier.
I did see some stuff on social media. They were like, I think they were showing it in Thailand.
I think you can see it in America, North America.
Yeah, America.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Yeah.
And like more western side of the UK. So like if you look at like Ireland and maybe like, you know, like Glasgow, that sort of west.
Wales.
Like the top, in the top corner.
Oh, higher.
All of that you can kind
top
of
bins.
Catch it. Yeah, yeah, top bins. So there's that. And do you know what? Like, it made me think about, because obviously like, I saw so much about this solar eclipse today, like just stuff that I didn't really know. But then I read something, I think it was on TikTok, and it was something like, negative, because I always thought, like, you know, it's a bad thing if you're haven't you heard that, like, you shouldn't go out when the eclipse is happening.
I know you shouldn't stare at it.
No, I know you shouldn't stare at it because that can make you blind, isn't it, if you stare at it.
Is
yeah
it, or if, does
if
it
the rain, and some people out. Some people
have you ever met anyone who's gone, oh yeah, how'd you lose your eyesight? Oh, you know the eclipse.
No,
the
no, you haven't seen that.
No, exactly.
No, but they say you're not meant to, because I think it's the way that the ray comes out of the other side, it can ping you in the eye, I think. I don't know, that's what I heard. But anyway, I just
Some people tried to look at it through their phone as well.
Yeah, no, but it was more a case of, I just heard that it was bad luck or something like that, or your luck changes, or is that just another Desi myth?
I know that, like, once years ago, when my sister was misbehaving, Pam, or something, I remember my mum...
on eclipse.
My mum said, it's because you keep staring at the moon. That's your problem.
What?
Because Pam had a habit, because Pam's a bit of a hippie, she's vegetarian, she's the only vegetarian in the family, like the entire...
Totally, she's a vegetarian, she's a hippie.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, am I one as well?
Yeah, no, you'd be staring at that movie
like,
as well, mate.
She joined when we were like 12, 13. Well, she was 12, 13. Mm. She joined like Friends of the Earth back then, was on the mailing list.
That's not hippie.
Yeah, it is. You know, like earthy, crunchy, into the earth and all that kind of hippie stuff. So anyway, my point is, she likes all the nature and planets and all that. And so she was...
nature and planets.
I know, she doesn't actually. I've never heard her talk about planets. What I mean is, she's just a bit of a hippie and a bit on the, you know, eccentric in her own way, in a wonderful way. Right. But she stares at the moon. And they say that's why she didn't do so well in her A levels. That's what my mum said.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. That's just a myth.
I'm just saying the moon is linked to boggleness. They say that's why they call it Looney Tunes. You're loony. It's Luna.
Luna.
That comes from Luna.
Yeah, no. When there's a full moon, I can't sleep. So there's definitely
you guys,
a link there.
What
yeah
is that?
Definitely.
And the other day, I'll be honest, I felt really down. And the person who I messaged, and I was like, everything was fine. I was like, what's going on? I could feel like a heaviness over me. Like,
yeah.
And somebody... Then, oh no, I'll tell you who I message in that moment. I always message Sook Audler, stand-up comedian, because she's into all that stuff as well. I went, Sook, what's going on? Actually, she didn't reply. Mm. But somebody else said that something's happening, there's some sort of movement ahead of this eclipse, that something we're entering to a different phase, and that's why...
Oh, that's something like Lucozade or something.
Retrograde.
There you go. Gatorade.
Yeah.
Retrograde.
Good grade. We're entering...
The retrograde of the moon, the back
something,
and forth.
Something like that. You can tell we ain't got a clue.
Well, no, because basically, you know, obviously we know that the moon affects the way the waves move.
Yeah,
right.
The gravitational
and,
pull.
And also, we're 70% water. That's why, obviously,
wave
the moon is going to affect your body.
Okay, so the moon affects the water. So the
and
water
that's why Satch's Barney must be moving a lot when it's out.
Mm. Right, well, but my point is, I think there is reason behind the superstition as to why you shouldn't look at it and all that. The Chinese, I saw something that the Chinese believe... You should not eat during a lunar eclipse.
Oh.
Right? And I thought, well, what's the reason? And I saw some video of a Chinese guy who goes, and he did it in his accent. I'm not going to do the accent.
No, he goes,
the reason why you shouldn't eat, he was all aggressive, right?
Yeah.
He goes, it's because of a lunar eclipse and he comes around every 100 years. Put your sandwich down and look at the moon. like, that's why you shouldn't eat. There's no superstition. Just, what, you can't put your sandwich down for 2 minutes? Is what he was saying.
Right. That's a fair point.
I thought that was funny. You just kind of went,
like, Hinduism as well, like they get, you know, a little bit sort of funny about it, and like, you know, you should stay indoors, it's bad, like all the evil souls are flying around, you should be praying and all of that kind of stuff. Because it happens during Diwali time as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. See, again, but then you never know, this might, because as we have now discovered with the pyramids and everything else that's going on in the world.
Well, here we go. Back to pyramids. We're going to ban the bloody pyramids from this podcast. I've had enough.
Hello, I found another pyramid. These pyramids are, and it's going to bug me now. I want to say Belize, Bosnia, is a place we're going to be. They found these pyramids, three of them, covered in grass. It's all been grown over.
I thought it was underwater.
And they are, it's not underwater, much bigger than the ones in Egypt.
No, Lalu, this is that program I've been telling you about.
Lalu.
That one that you remember I told you about. What was that program? I forgot. Ancient.
Are you
ancient,
asking me for whatever.
No, I watched this on my phone. So
but I think they featured this in this thing on Netflix.
Oh, man,
they've done it like a thing into it. Yeah.
Well, this is they were discovered in 2005. But get this, the main man who's the head of the pyramids in Egypt.
Yeah.
He said he's trying to shut them down. Stop looking into it. Don't look into it.
Yeah.
Because tourists ain't going to go to Egypt.
Yeah. That or it's going to dwarf the other one. They go, these are three perfect pyramids that are in this random spot again. So yeah, man. So anyway, whatever's going on in the world. Yeah, but I think these superstitions, they knew something about the moon, the planets, and how we all fit into the bigger picture. I saw another thing today where a woman was saying that she is part Zetas or Metas or Hetas. What's the form of humans? Or another form of human. She goes, there are hybrid people. Living. She goes, we're all an experiment. Fully believes it. She says, we're all an experiment. This is all an experiment. We're a hybrid being now. That's what we all are.
We are all hybrids of what?
Of the aliens that landed here. And then now they've mixed with humans. And this is what we are. And they're all
explains
watching.
A lot. Do you think how that? this sounds a bit?
I know, no, brother. You can call it what you want. I just don't. You know what? After COVID, after the collapse of this country, after everything, after all the useless people, I'm 47. No. Nothing's going to change. Now.
Explains a lot about that fella in the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look at that. He's got one nostril that runs across the bottom of his nose. It's like all the weird little signs.
Signs have been there with Kedge.
Completely hybrid. But what I'm saying is there's sometimes reason behind the superstition that goes back to a time that maybe we don't really remember. There's loads of desi ones. You know, but like you can't sneeze and leave the house.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
Oh, really?
What? You can't sneeze and leave that? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, if you sneeze and
I think that's a Punjabi one.
Is that a Punjabi one?
That's not one.
Maybe, because we are known
so
for...
So what? So if you sneeze...
And you're at the door, you're looking out.
What's the time frame?
Achoo. Okay, wapas out. Sorry, come back.
I'll do it all again.
Wapas, and then how much you have to wait for the clock to restart?
You've got to come back inside and you've got to do bhangra for 5 minutes now. I'm tired.
Yeah.
No, you've got to come back in and do something. They're like go wash your hands. Go.
And then go out.
Yeah, go back out.
Can you imagine if you sneeze again?
Oh. Right. I remember I was in Canada. I was 13 years old, right? Went in family trip. Everyone's got themselves together.
Yeah.
Like 20 people in a house, all walking out the door. I sneezed. And my boy, Dorfetemo, everybody back.
The whole gang.
Everyone had to walk back in and went, well done, Tommy. I was like,
I bet you did that on purpose.
No, I was 30. I wasn't even aware of the superstition. Mm. But there's loads like that. There's like, you know.
Are you sure someone didn't tickle your nose on purpose?
Yeah, didn't want to go.
It's Tommy.
I'm like, yeah, but you know, I might have saved him. You never know.
Yeah, there's a lot of these superstitions in the Asian culture, innit? There's plenty.
There's food ones. There's red onions, apples.
Stop swinging your legs and all of that nonsense.
Don't swing. Yeah.
Can't swing your legs.
When you sit on a table, let's say if you were sitting on a table.
Yeah. Don't swing your legs.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And don't Hoover up at night and all of that. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Or when someone leaves or something like that.
What's your theory on the hoovering at night? Why would they say that? Or cleaning. Don't clean at night.
I heard it's because you lose stuff.
Yeah. And if you
lose
think about
stuff,
it.
Lose stuff? Like what?
Well, in those. I read into this actually, because I thought it was a load of BS. And it was
into a superstition.
Yeah, no, because in those olden times, there was no light. Light was low.
Right.
So if you're cleaning up something, you might sweep it away. Or
you might throw away your jewelry or your gold.
Okay. Yeah.
That doesn't kind of thing to us because we got lighting.
Yeah. Right, so it doesn't work for us.
I don't think. But still, to this day, obviously, people still do it and say,
can you imagine,
you shouldn't hoover up at night.
Who thought of that? Like I wish they were alive. The other one was
don't pluck your nails or toenails at night either.
Pluck.
Like, just cut. What, cut.
Cut.
Yeah. Whatever. Pluck. Yeah, sorry, cut. Cut, pluck, same thing. You pluck your eyebrows. You cut your toenails. Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Yeah, but again, probably because the nail cutters back then, they weren't like a swift line.
Yeah, apparently, set. Yeah, I think...
You'd probably cut your toes off.
I think you'd probably... Because of the darkness, you might cut yourself. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Mm. But then what's all that, like, not washing your hair on a Thursday? You know, it can go...
Yeah, I remember that.
It goes off. So,
no. Well, I think that only applied to girls when we were little. It wasn't about for boys.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Again, which is a bit weird.
Yeah, but then they would do all that. I remember, like, oh God, my wife's family wanted to put like a gala tikka black string.
Oh,
all
desi do that.
Right on it, and I said
behind
no.
Behind black dot behind
it
your ear.
Off, yeah, because I was like, I don't believe in that. I said, and I thought Sikhs aren't supposed to be superstitious. And they all look at each other. And then I went, no, you're not putting it on him, right? Yeah. And then like they went, and this is what they said: put a box of matches under his mattress. I went, well, that's a health and safety hazard.
Yeah.
He does a quick little rub in the night.
Yeah.
Not of himself.
No.
He was too young. I'm sorry. He's very young.
The mattress.
You know, like, he might get a bit of friction and then, you know. Yeah. And I'm like, you want to put matches. You think that's okay?
But yeah. His backside.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, hey, we're putting the matches there just to keep him safe. I'm like, nah, you're all right. Oh, we're not going to do that. We're not going to put it. But no, it's fine. But also, you upset them. You upset them when you don't believe in it. You don't
think
it's in the
bunch. Agree. You do upset them. So I think sometimes you've got to stick.
Well, you've got to protect your kids anyway, because obviously they're on a bit of a flex, like, you know, like you mentioned, that they're appearing. Was it a voiceover for Netflix?
Oh yeah, it's funny. Yeah, they both got their.
So
first,
now they've both got gigs.
They both got Netflix voiceovers.
Can I just say? That is amazing. Well, 11 and what? 8.
11 and 7.
7.
Yeah.
Bruv, like, that is unbelievable.
Okay.
Rocking up to school.
Can I
rocking
be
up to, honestly, I would be plastering that everywhere.
Nepotism Central. That's all I'm saying. They got it because of me.
Why not?
Yeah, but
Asians haven't been able to flex that nepotism card.
Yeah, maybe.
In this country.
Yeah.
And now you're doing it. Fair play.
Right. Yeah, and it's funny because they're not really into the voiceover. Milo is more so the older one. The younger one, Logan, isn't.
He's like,
how many voiceovers have I got to do? Or
how long?
Till I get a PS5. So I can buy my own PS5. Yeah. Then I want to buy it. Hey, guys. And then he's like, I want to do my own gaming room. How many? Then so he's very much like, I'll do these gigs just so I can get the thing out again.
But that's good.
But Milo wants the kind of fame of it. You know, he's a bit more into that. He's like, oh yeah, can I tell people at school? I'm like, no,
look at this way.
Signed an embargo.
11 or 8 years old. Like, what was your flex at school?
Oh, I don't know about 11 or 8. I never had a flex.
I didn't really think I had one.
Well, what were you going to flex about then, bro?
I don't know. This is a big flex.
The biggest flex at 11 was that I had Storm Shadow. Who was a character from G.I. Joe. And not a lot of people could find him and buy it. So basically, what? I was one of the very few people who had Storm Shadow, his name was.
The very fact that Kedge's flex is something that only Kedge is impressed
knows
by.
About, yeah.
So even did when, you even guys ever play with
G.I. Joe figures?
No, not G.I. Joe.
Oh, mate.
In fact, we
didn't... Forget Storm Shadow. And then I managed to trade... with this guy who used to go to America all the time, yeah, and he was a bit of a lalu who was down the road, lived on our street.
What's his name?
And Terry. And
Terry
Terry Lalu. And I managed to trade one of my G.I. Joe figures for a figure called Tunnel Rat. And Tunnel Rat wasn't even available in the UK. And I got him, and he gave me all the accessories. He had a backpack and everything. He had like a
Tunnel Rat.
I could have got him a Tunnel Rat, a real one.
Yeah. the real deal.
Carry that around.
He was worth so much money, and I had him, and I took him into school, and I was like, "Check this." They were like, "Kedge, how did you manage that?
How'd you get the rat?"
That was my biggest flex at 11.
Rolling rat.
But the flexes got bigger as I got later on in school.
No, what? Sorry, when you say flexing, we mean like, what do you get to show off at school?
What was
about?
Your brag?
Yeah, the brag.
Oh, nothing, bro. I had plimsoll trainers. I had sandals or plimsolls. I was a chubby kid.
Did you not bring anything to that only you could deal with? Like only you were dealing in that everyone wanted.
No.
So no. I had a little line. I had a little.
Hello.
I had a little product line, right? I started getting known for it.
What was it? A bag of Tepla?
No. I wish I could have done that. Actually, I could have done
that. Dabili.
No, but I was because we were a little bit shy about Indian food back then, isn't it? No, it wasn't. It was none of that. It was basically. So my uncle had a shop he was on the wave at the start of the wave of mobile phones.
There we go.
And so he had a mobile phone shop. So back then it was Ericsson, Nokia, and Sony's Sony's ones.
Flash up aerials and all that.
Bruv, I had the in for to flashing aerials. Aerials.
Oh, flashing.
And fascias, right?
And the cases, right?
Bruv.
He used to sell them.
My God. And you know what? They had somebody who was like a graphics designer. We had it all. Like the stuff that no one would have access to. And I was making money on the side at school. Because they were just paying me 10, 15 quid for all these facials. But the aerials were game changer. Because, you know, you could screw.
For the Ericsson.
5110.
Yeah, for the Ericsson. Yeah. And then you could put two lights on it. Then you get three lights into it.
What, it slides down the aerial?
No, you just screw it on top.
You take the screw and screw it on. But firstly, it was just the blue one. Then you get blue and red. Then you can get like a three colour one. Yeah. Oh my God. And then flash it. And then you could do it so that it was basically, they had like a picture on the top. So when you were chatting, at the top, it glows like a Batman logo or whatever. Yeah, like a funny cat. Bro, that was game changing. And then, as I went to university, I can say this, but basically, when you get into university, and this is when, so then texting started becoming quite popular.
Right.
But it was just the very start of it, where it was probably one-line text messaging on the Ericsson PF768, I think it was, or whatever it was. And what we figured out is you'd need a service center number for that text message to work. So basically, if you're texting...
Oh, I remember the service center number thing with tech...
Yeah. What was that?
So basically, you needed a service. So, like, one-to-one would give you a service. To text somebody, you need the service center number. One-to-one would have their own service center. And who was it? One-to-one?
BT Cellnet.
BT Cellnet, that's it. BT Cellnet had their own service center number, right? We discovered that if you basically get the service center numbers from abroad, you could send text messages and not be charged by the provider. So we were getting service center numbers from like Finland and Sweden and stuff.
Yeah. Brilliant. There you go. Good.
Fraud.
No, it was one of them things.
It's a loophole.
It was a loophole. And so you just sold the service center numbers to people at uni.
Were selling them.
Yeah. Well, how else? You want free text messages?
Yeah.
And
how much were they? Just out of interest.
What do you mean?
The number.
How much? As much as I want to sell it for.
Now, go on. I've come along. I want the number. How much is it?
I was about 30, 40 quid. I'll give it to you.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
It was
back then, like 20 years.
Yeah, ago, but it was, but ago. It was, but it was, it was like free messaging for a while until obviously it got shut down. But we had a computer that could generate them. Yeah,
you had what?
You had a computer that could generate them.
Why didn't you apply this to your academic studies? Then you wouldn't be sat here on a podcast with me.
I was on a roll, and then they just faded away.
Fraud, Tommy. Nah. Fraud.
Do you remember FreeServe? The CDs that you'd get for internet.
Oh yeah.
So I met the guy who set that up. He was a keynote speaker.
You used to get him in magazines, didn't
right,
it?
Well, yeah, that is a Desi bloke. He worked at Dixon's or something like that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
went to the bosses and he went, look, I've got this idea. People are coming in and buying these computers, but they've got no way of getting on the internet at home. Mm. Do this as a CD. It got turned down. And then the company, new boss came along. That boss went, yeah, okay, we'll do it. He's retired off the back of it now.
Oh, wow.
Good for him.
Right? Lovely man. That was the era.
That was the era.
Well, I'm saying that could have been you, bro. That could have been you. I'm serious. I'm serious. You clearly had a passion for it. You're hustling. You're working. You know.
It was just a hustle, though, wasn't it? It was just that. Do you remember when you figured out you could free voicemail people? Do you remember where you can find out you can free voicemail people? You have to know the three numbers that go in between the actual phone number.
Yeah, and you just dial straight to their voicemail.
And you just dial straight to the voicemail.
And you can also send people a voicemail message.
So it would just be a voicemail. Yeah, you would actually chat to people just in voice messages.
And some people would go, oh, that's weird. It just came up as a voice message. You're like, I know. But you could, there was a way, I can't remember what it is now, there was a way of telling that it's been sent to you as a voice message by when you go into it. It was a way it sort of said, One new message received, or one new message sent, or something like that.
I see when it's sent.
Yeah, it would just be a little.
So Kedge had mobile phone. Tommy, what was your little word?
No, nothing, brother. We tried to do pirate film things. I'm just going to tell you straight. We got one film. It was coming to America. We got it from Blockbuster. We did Coming to America. We borrowed Michael and Mard, were two boys that lived at the end of our road.
Yeah.
And we used their video cassette player to rig up to my video cassette player and do video recording in real time.
Yeah.
We lent it to one person, Ramandeep. He paid £3 for it to hire it.
Lovely. You made money then. Yeah. That's a good thing.
And then me and my cousin were like, yeah, sorted. But then Ramandeep didn't give it back for a week, and then we didn't have enough policies in place. So we didn't have your system.
Right.
And that was the end of the kind of...
You needed,
me and my cousin.
You needed Kedge's back end.
I needed infrastructure. I needed tech support.
The back end was good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He would have supported. But no flexing. I'll tell you, one little thing I will say.
Go on.
It's a bit embarrassing. Should I say her name? There was a girl I had a crush on.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm talking about my first crush. I was like 13. Oh,
yeah.
And I remember because I remember just thinking she was glorious. You know, like
glorious. But, yeah, wow. Glorious.
I just wanted to look at her face.
Yeah.
You know, like she's just so pretty.
Yeah.
And she was not like
She
wasn't one of the cool kids.
No,
she was like sort of one of the nerdy kids, but. Right. But like a pretty
but glorious.
Nerd. Yeah, just glorious. That's how I describe it even now. And I think about it, there was a ray of light around.
Glorious Gloria.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, Sarah. but she goes, I used to take Juicy Fruit. That was my flex.
Oh, right.
And I used to go, because I had nothing to say. So I'd go past her and I'd have Juicy Fruit and I'd have it open. I'd go, oh, do you want Juicy Fruit? She goes, oh, yeah, right. Oh, wow, thanks a lot. Oh, my. And she'd love the flavour.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Sure she did.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
That was it.
There's no chat.
That was me flexing. Yeah. That was the only way
lovely
I could get it. And I remember, can I tell you something? Something really stupid has come to my mind.
Have you ever seen this, Sarah, recently?
No. I'll be honest. I bumped into her sister.
Yeah.
And I said, I'd love to talk to your sister.
Yeah.
Because I'd want to tell her.
Yeah.
Right? But then I thought, what am I doing? This is like 35 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a bit late.
So, yeah. And not late. I'm not trying to go back. <more. laughs>
He's trying to rekindle
it. Because she gave me her number and I saw a WhatsApp picture.
It's nice.
I remember she gave me a card at Christmas.
Oh.
And I remember I got the card and I walked off. on my own.
Yeah.
Because I was going to open his card. I thought, it's going to say, I like you.
Yeah. Oh, and I fancy you.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember, this is so bad.
Go on.
This is so bad. I'm 13 years old. And I hold the card, and it was a small card. You know, you get the normal size kind of card.
Oh, like a small square.
It was
yeah.
a small one. I thought, yeah. oh, she couldn't have written much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a letter folded up.
Oh, yeah.
Bruv, I'm running away my emotions, yeah, right? Yeah. This is it. Yeah.
I know what he said.
What?
To Tommy.
Yep.
Sarah.
Merry Christmas. Right? But before I opened it, I held it and I was like, listen.
Did you smell it?
No.
This is it.
Bro, I'm not
it.
Weird.
I went,
if there's a God, if there really is a God,
yeah.
you'll put a note in here.
Yeah.
Because you know how much I want this.
Maybe she forgot it.
And it wasn't one. I was like, no.
Yeah.
I felt bad thinking there was no God for a bit. But I like, you know, you like, that was,
oh,
that was.
Oh, God, that's quite
so
sad.
No, I had no flex. No,
how is that
no.
sad?
But I wasn't, like, I wasn't, yeah.
Part
I,
of growing up,
I
know,
but I wasn't a kid that was part of the boys.
I know.
I was doing drama.
No, but that's why like, I feel cool quite kid. Sad for you. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
yeah. That came quite late. Yeah, that came like, it wasn't when I was 11 or 8, for example. It was more when I was about 15.
What's that? Mixtapes.
Yeah, like, I was learning how to DJ then, and I actually used to play at some of the clubs in London.
Oh,
so then I could come back and say, yeah, I played here on the weekend or played there. I met Trevor Nelson. I met Tim
that's,
Westwood.
That's cool.
I met. Do you know it's quite a big thing.
But did you ever make your own mixtapes and try and flog them?
No, I didn't flog them. No. Why would you make?
You could have again. You could have.
I needed your back end.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I wasn't that clever.
If we were all at the same school,
yeah.
Him as a DJ, you know,
you
know
your system.
Just very quickly, since we're on the reminiscing trip,
here we go.
What was on your mobile phone? What was like the, your first ringtone?
You oh, I thought you were going to ask for dodgy.
No, your oh. first sort of... Do you remember like the real cool ringtone that you had on your phone? Because let's face it, ringtones are just a thing of the past now.
Like on the old
phone. I wouldn't even know what my ringtone is on my iPhone because it never rings.
What year was it when you got your phone? What year are you talking about
the
here?
The first time I got a phone was 1998.
Okay, yeah.
When I first went to uni.
I'm about 99. Yeah.
Okay. What was your first phone?
The Nokia PF768.
Yeah, 3210.
Okay, 32. You
Sorry, Sony. It was Ericsson PF768. So
the small flip one.
Yeah, you know, okay. Yellow, red, blue. You can get them in different colors like that.
Yeah, plastic Nokia. You know, the ones where the buttons light up, illuminated. You know, and it came in the case. It could come in was light blue, like a sky blue, very light.
Yeah, it was a 3210, and it had no aerial.
No aerial. No, yeah just had like a...
That's quite an advanced phone.
That's quite an advanced phone, Tommy.
You were late to the mobile phone.
Yeah, I was. That was the first phone I got, and that was about 99, 2000.
I had a 5110.
A bit later than that. I think it's more 2001 when Nokia started making without aerials, bruv.
Yeah, I had a 5110.
Yeah.
With the aerial.
Maybe I got it that late.
I think you got it late, bruv. Yeah. Because there was
and I remember, speaking of ringtones, you could put your own song in.
You could, on the Nokia, yes. Nokia were the first people to put the...
Oh, you can tune it like... Yeah. I remember...
So because I could play the harmonium, I...
Shut up. That's got nothing to do with putting a tune on a Nokia.
No, because I know the notes. I started putting Bollywood tunes and started making Kuch Kuch Hote on the Nokia.
And... You know
And I would sell the music sheet to people.
Right. Well done. But you see, if you had just taken their phone, charged them a fiver, you could have done all that. That would have been like you could have been the crazy frog, like you know that.
Yeah, but I would sell them the music sheet so then they could enter it. I'm not entering it for them.
Well, you should have been charged them a tenner.
Yeah, but then now they've got the sheet. They can sell the sheet.
Yeah, they can sell the sheet.
Mate, who gives a sheet? You never give a sheet.
You could just do that. Because so what was your
I never downloaded
Well, you never had that, the Axel Foley ringtone. Come on, guys.
No.
Even now, my ringtone is dun, dun, dun.
Did you ever pay for a ringtone?
No.
Did you pay for...
We weren't making illegal money.
Yeah, no.
Did you ever pay for a voicemail? Like, you know where you get like famous people to do the voicemails? Oh, what was the tunes they used to record onto your voicemail?
Who did that?
I know
people did.
Come
that.
On.
Oh,
in the back, I never did
so
that.
So no. So like, you could talk, but yeah. I would just record like Beanie Man.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And then so it just plays like 30 seconds and of Beanie Man.
Yeah. And then it goes beep, and then you leave your message.
Or you could do a little voiceover over it, going, "Hi, this is Kedge," and in the background you got Sean Paul or whoever playing.
Yeah,
that is but so see, sad.
Did you never do that?
Okay. No, I didn't because I was also told back then, I remember this is coming back to me, someone said, don't have a long voicemail message, say hi. No, because if someone's calling you from a phone box, which is more of a thing, then
Their
money's going to run out on that bit.
Yeah.
So keep it short. Now, I remember thinking that as well. Funny, all these little kind of flashback memories of phones at that time. I remember playing Snakes now. I can distinctly remember playing Snakes.
Snake was good.
The way it kind of lights up, the way the buttons felt, that kind of padding.
There was I think that later on, Nokia started getting a skiing game on there, which was game-changing because it was so different and so new. To have a skiing game on your Nokia phone.
I remember there was a pre-recorded message you could send someone. Goes, brother, you there with my girl? Remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could pay. That's the ones you had to pay for.
Yeah, but once it started being forwarded around, you could just get it and forward it on, and you could use. Oh, I don't know. I didn't.
Do you know what? Like with phones, I was always kind of a bit simple. Like I didn't really like anything that was too flashy. And my ringtone still to this day. It's your ring, ring.
Yeah, is it?
I
how
never
boring, Saj.
No, it's classic.
It's just
classic,
normal.
Timeless.
Yeah. So my phone's always on loud. So when it rings, it actually rings. It goes.
Does
ring,
it?
Ring,
I don't think I've heard my phone ring like in the last 10 years.
Why?
I just don't need to.
Of course you do.
How do you know?
How do you know it vibrates? You got it on your watch. So you just.
Nah, yeah, my phone always rings. 10 years. You know the Apple Watch for 10 years.
No, but it's close to it. And then before, like
you are. You're right.
I think it's close to it.
It must be. Yeah, you're right. I didn't realize. When you think about it, lockdown started. Four or five years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. No, but I just, you have your phone on?
Yeah.
What's your ringtone? I don't even know my ringtone.
You know, it's dun, 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 dun.
Oh, the normal Apple.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Mine's just a normal ring.
But I think, if I'm honest, Kedge, if you don't mind me saying this, I'm sorry to all the Versace people that said don't cuss Kedge, but you're a bandwagon. You love fads. Not bandwagon. That's not what's wrong.
You're a fad.
Like, oh, have you heard about the new hot Korean film? It's amazing. And it's not. It's all right. And then it's gone.
I remember my mate, you get into whatever.
Had
a Sony Ericsson. Do you remember you could put songs as your ringtone?
Yeah.
His song, the ringtone was Rouge. Don't be shy.
So it started with, because you can start putting MP3s on.
And do you know what? His phone rang every time. At one point, I picked up and threw out the window. I'm fed up. Shut up. No, but it was just the beginning.
When you could start putting MP3s onto your phone, that was, my God. And then you could get the frog song on it and everything. And then I remember going to Dubai and I started getting these Arabic tunes on it. And that was like, you bring that back and you're like, yes, that was cool.
No,
then
you
could change the message tone as well.
Moving on.
From the past
to the future. What have we learned this
week? Things we've learned this week. Let's go. Who's going first? By the way, can I just say something? Someone last week tried to dispute my little claim about Hey Jamalo, and actually it didn't make sense. And then they realised that they just made a boo-boo. And I just thought it was quite funny. But they came to correct me, but they made a boo-boo.
I think there was, do you know what? There was some truth in it.
There was, what do you mean there was some truth? It's just some. It was absolutely true.
Can I go first?
Go on.
This week?
Go on.
Things we've learned.
Mm.
I learned how a record-breaking parata, parote.
You almost did a Sadiq Khan there.
Yeah, I nearly did.
Yeah.
How much it weighs. It's in the Guinness World Record books.
The record, the biggest parata. So it's not the size, it's the weight.
The weight.
Well, because
the heaviest parata.
Because of Instagram and TikTok and challenges and all that, I've been seeing big ones being made recently. Okay. So I'm imagining that one, and it's like
surely the weight of it. But then you can make it like a cake, it's just really thick.
The product's got to be the product. It's got to be
This is the Guinness World Record, Guinness Book of World Records.
You can't bake it then if it's a foot
it's
deep.
Too thick, yeah.
It's got to go on a stomach.
It's got to be thin.
So these guys got massive.
Shall I give you the dimensions?
Yeah,
8 by 4 foot.
8 foot by 4 foot. Okay,
so it's like a Tommy.
No, you're looking at Shaquille O'Neal. That way, bigger than him.
That's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
it's the, like the,
yeah.
The it's
so yeah. So I reckon that weighs
half a ton.
No, what are you talking about? Six, 7 stone.
No, go in kgs.
Okay.
Oh, kgs.
So you're looking about 55 kgs.
What? Just less than me.
55 kgs. Is that how much do you weigh?
I'm 64 kgs.
Are you really, bro? Yeah. Do you know how light that is? I think you're the same weight as Milo.
Really?
What are you, 60 what?
64.
Okay, she's going to kill me. I think my wife's about that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good weight to be. It means you've got a good BMI.
I can sleep with you then.
No,
have you got a good BMI?
I'm perfect.
You got a good bummy?
Yeah, I've got a good bummy.
All right. So anyway.
How much? 55 kg.
No. 37.5 kgs.
Okay.
That is heavy and big for a paratha. Yeah. That is a world record size for, and they made it a metri paratha. Oh. And rolling pin, how much that weigh to roll? Oh,
that's a big rolling pin. You need a good.
That's a 5 kg, 22 kg rolling pin.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Yeah, man.
Wait, is it that big though? Is the rolling pin that big to make that diet?
No, it's the weight of it, obviously, to roll this.
Yeah, but
is it really?
Is it an 8 foot? Do you know that?
It didn't say the size of it. It just said the weight of it. 22 kgs for a rolling pin though. That's mental.
Good work.
So that is the world record parata. What was it? 37.5 kg. So if you can make one bigger than that, you've broke it. You've been the Guinness World Record.
Wow. There's going to be someone who's going to do it.
That's mad, though, isn't it?
My one is a little fact about humans. This is a fact.
Okay.
From the moment we're born, we are glycating. Do you know what that means?
It means that we're breaking down sugar all the time.
Close, because you're thinking of glucose and
glyco, whatever.
Nothing. I've got nothing, Tommy.
It means we're cooking.
We're cooking.
We are physically, our bodies, as they age, the aging process is cooking us. Right. So what is actually happening is a baby's cartilage when they're born is white.
Right.
An older person's cartilage is brown. It's cooked. Get this though. This is a little spin on it though.
Yeah.
So when you have sugar, if you have a little sugar spike, like we've just tucked into those chocolates and all that.
Yeah.
You get a spike of sugar.
Yes. Right?
You get a spike of, I'm going to get the word wrong. I'm going to say glycerin, right? You glycate in that spike, right?
Right.
Which means it speeds up the aging process.
Oh.
So the sugar hits that we get.
Hmm.
Is aging us. Oh, we are glycating. Age the natural. We are cooking. This is on Earth. We're
this
cooking.
This is Eddie Abeyu.
This is yeah. This is
don't eat, no, no, don't
you
eat
can,
sugar.
You can eat the sugar, but I'm just saying. It will speed up your aging process. However, you might age longer. You might still live to 150.
You just be shriveled up.
You just be more. You're just gonna. you're gonna just. You might still survive that long. You just be aging in the process.
Well, remember 2029. That's what we need to get to, guys.
Yes. You're glycating. We are
fit and healthy up to 2029. Then we should be all right. Okay. So my one is. It's funny how you gone with sugar. My one's about sugar as well. The word candy.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Oh, don't tell me. Now that you've just said it, because obviously I'm gonna naturally think it's Indian.
Candy. Not that guy who reads Talk Sport and called. No, 100% Mo.
Kandi, because kand is sugar.
Yeah.
So is it a Desi Sanskrit word?
Good little word there.
I hadn't pieced that together. My dad will love that. I've got to tell him that. Well, Dad, if you're
listening. It originates from India.
If you urinate candy.
Comes from Sanskrit.
Yeah. Good.
Do you know how and why? Because sugarcane was first processed 2,500 years ago in Bihar. And it was made from, so you know sugarcane?
Yeah.
It was all shredded into small pieces.
Yeah.
Or small particles, I should say. And the word for that, as we all know, small bits of sugar, kand.
Kand.
Yeah.
And that's how the word candy comes about. So it's not from America, the word candy.
No.
It's in
Sanskrit.
I love that.
There we go.
And you know why that the word kand was on my mind?
Yeah.
I met on the weekend Virdi from The Apprentice.
Okay.
You know, have you been watching this year's series?
But I know of him.
So
this
he just went out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was there. And, you know, lovely guy, super excited, super enthusiastic.
Mm.
And then somehow we were talking about, somebody made a joke like, you're going to introduce the fact that it's Lord Sugar's here, but you've got to say in Punjabi.
Mm.
He goes, Sardar Khand. And they said it.
Right.
And I was like, it's good. But there's, what's the other type of sugar? Like, jaggery.
Jaggery, yeah. Yeah. Gore in Gujarati.
Yeah.
What do you think? Gore.
Gore.
Yeah, like Gore.
Gore. Yeah.
Gore, yeah. Oh, Gore.
Gore is Shingon Murtala there, yeah. Same.
Song. It's a great song. But yeah, so there's Jaggery. So I didn't know whether Jaggery had some,
Jaggery.
Jaggery. Yeah. Is that an English word then?
Jaggery is the English word for it.
Oh, okay. I swear they said that in Desi language. They go Jaggery, Jaggery. Like they're saying it like it's up.
It's Jaggery.
Jaggery in English.
And that's an English word.
Yeah.
That sounds like one of ours, doesn't it? Jaggery.
Jaggery.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could
Jaggery, Jaggery.
Jaggery.
That's what we call Jags.
Do you really jaggery the sweet stuff?
Cute word.
Yeah, a little sugary word. So, okay, that's good. Kand is good. I love all. I think that's going to make the Christmas festival. I love all.
Oh my God.
I got to endorse him.
Are you making it this year?
No, bruv. But you know what? When I'm out and about,
I'm going to cut him out.
They, you lot listening, tell me off being nice to him. So now I'm just going to do it here so we can cuss him afterwards. Probably. Enough sweet talk. We'll say thank you very much for listening. Go spread the word about the Brownlow. Tell all your friends about it, and we'll catch you next week.
Laters.
Laters.
Laters.